Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Health officials in Kent County plan to investigate whether there are cancer clusters near dump sites once used by Shoemaker Wolverine Worldwide Tannery in Rockford. Brian Hartle is an epidemiologist with Kent County Health Department, and he joins us now. You know that there are wells in the area contaminated with perfluorinated chemicals, also called PFCs. This family of chemicals was used in Scotchgard, which was used by Wolverine to waterproof shoe level. Are these PFCs cancer-causing chemicals?
Well, what we know about these chemicals and their ability to cause cancer comes from a study that was done in West Virginia after the Ohio River area was contaminated with these chemicals. They did an epidemiological study where they interviewed about 70,000 individuals, and they identified two forms of cancer that were potentially associated with these exposures. Those cancers are testicular cancer and kidney cancer. So we've heard, you know, some complaints or concerns from area residents, and so that's why we're looking further into these cases of cancer in the area.
So when you're looking for a cancer cluster, those two kinds of cancers are the suspect cancers. Other cancers people might have wouldn't be included. I mean, explain how that works.
Well, currently, because we know the evidence that shows these two cancers are related or potentially related to the exposure, that's where we're starting our investigation. So we are working with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to do an analysis of their cancer registry. So all cases of cancer are reported to the state registry, and so there's a period of time between 2000 and 2014 that they're analyzing the data for what we call urogenital cancers. So they're kidney cancer, testicular cancer, bladder cancer, because we know that evidence. And so we're starting our investigation there to look at the rates of cancer of those urogenital sites for our first level of analysis.
In these studies, and I've never been involved in one or covered one before, but I always wonder about the population turnover because people move away. And you have no way of knowing after they leave your county or your state, rather, whether they contracted some kind of cancer that might be connected with these PFCs. So how accurate can you be in a study like this?
That definitely presents a challenge. So when people are diagnosed with cancer, the residence at which they lived at that point in time will be the residence that's listed in the database. So you're right that we're only going to be able to identify cancers that were diagnosed while the people were living at the residence. So we're looking at an area in and around where the dump sites are. So it's a number of census tracts in that area. So we're looking at those regions. But as you said, it will only capture the residents at the point in time when the diagnosis was made.
So establishing a cancer cluster in a small population is statistically difficult. You're talking about just a few census tracts. What are the standards for that kind of work?
Well, yeah, it is difficult. And so basically the first phase is that we're looking at just incidence rates. So we're looking at five-year age-adjusted incidence rates of these cancers. So it's some statistical, you know, methodology that kind of factors in age groups and things like that to kind of make the data more reliable. So we're looking at, you know, five-year incidence rates of these cancers. And really that will give us a first kind of bit of information to see if we're seeing elevated levels, because we can compare those rates to what is expected, what we know, you know, overall in the county, overall in the state. And if we do see elevated levels of those types of cancers, then that will kind of lead us into a direction to look into this further.
So you're going to be doing some study with the registry. Will you be talking to residents? Will you be asking residents for anecdotal information?
That's kind of the next phase of the analysis. So we're going to reach out to residents, kind of get more information about their health status, because cancer is not the only health effects that have been linked to these exposures. So we'll be devising a survey in partnership with the State Department of Health and Human Services to gather more information about cases of cancer as well as some other health effects that people may have had.
I understand the necessity for this study, but doesn't this make the residents of Rockford a little nervous?
Well, sure. Anytime like you get the news that potentially have chemicals in the water that you're drinking, that's enough to make them nervous. And I think what we're doing is trying to, you know, respond to the concerns around health and do what we can to investigate these health issues and see what can be done.
Are you holding any community meetings to talk about this?
At this point, we've only had the one community meeting that was held earlier in September. I feel that as we move forward and we get more information about the investigation, there's talks about holding additional community meetings about this. But we do put out a newsletter on a weekly basis from the Kent County Health Department that attempts to keep people up to date on the findings and the evolving situation around this water issue.
What is that site?
You can go directly to the Kent County website, which is accesskent.com/health, and then right on the front page there is a link to the House Street disposal site, which takes you to the site around all information related to the water contamination issue.
So when does the work begin? Have you already talked to the state to see if you can determine if there is a cancer cluster?
Yes, we've already had discussions with the state. The state epidemiologists are in the process of analyzing the data right now. We're holding a meeting with them Tuesday, the 17th, to kind of discuss the initial phase of results. So yeah, that's in process. We should hopefully have some initial results in a short order.
Brian Hartle is an epidemiologist at Kent County Health Department. Thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.